On a Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU track team was in action last week at St. John's in Collegeville. Ashley Larva is joining us, junior out of Floodwood, won the 100-meter hurdles. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
If I'm remembering your schedule correctly, it's just the second outdoor meet of the season. How long does it take to get used to running outside instead of inside?
Well, it takes a long time because indoor season starts in November and it ends in March, and then all of a sudden it's outdoor season. And for me, it's 100-meter hurdles, and there used to be 5 hurdles, and now there's 10. So after like 5 hurdles, I am completely wiped. I don't even know. It's like back in a rhythm. Like you just really need to get back into things and get endurance again, I guess.
Obviously, you need to deal with wind. You need to deal with the elements. You need to deal with track that's been sitting under snow for most of the winter. Is the difference from one track to the next different in outdoors as compared to indoors?
Yeah, because there's definitely environmental factors. Like North Dakota, it's always windy. So it's hard because you never know if it's going to be warm or cold. And the tracks are pretty much the same. Some are faster, some are slower. But mostly just environmental factors that play a factor, like if it's cold or hot, and just you got to pack a lot to figure out what you need.
You ran 3 events last weekend. By the time the season is done, you're going to tone that down a little? You're going to keep running these 3? You're maybe going to add another one?
Well, right now I'm kind of just figuring out what I would be good at for the conference meet, so I will just run, try a couple few different things, and if I can be competitive and other events, I'll just do that afterwards, so we'll see.
As far as the team is concerned, how do you think the whole team did last weekend?
I think a lot of them came out like personal best for the year, so hopefully they can improve that. I'm really proud of a lot of the girls. They're working hard, and we're coming together as a team. It was hard in the beginning having the guys' team get cut, but I think it's really coming together and really supporting each other, so they're doing really good.
On a side note, Taylor Sotbein was involved with the heptathlon. Put yourself in her shoes. Could you ever do that? I mean, that's a lot of events and a whole lot of mental strain, in my opinion.
I did the indoor multis, and I wasn't sure. I was hurt for a while with my knee, and then I got sick, so I was like, I'm not going to do it. And just mentally, like, even like after multis, I can't sleep. It's just hard because there's so much technique, so there's 2 more events added to that. So I give her props for doing that and just really pushing through and competing at a high level that she does. She's doing awesome. So.
Good luck this weekend, and again, congratulations on last week.
Thank you very much.
For more information about the BSU Beaver track and field teams, log on to bsubeavers.com. More of Midday Live is on the way next on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.